So in some devotee, he's told by an astrologer or someone that somebody has done some black magic against you, and because of which you are having some trouble. Then what should that devotee do in that situation? Should they also try to counter that black magic by some other means, or should they just try to counter it? How real is the whole thing? See, firstly, there are three levels of reality. There is physical reality, there is mental reality, or so we can say subtle reality, and there is spiritual reality. So most of modern science, or we could say all of modern science, it focuses on physical reality. And that which is mental, science doesn't talk about it at all. So because of that, there's a whole lot of things which often science is not able to explain. So there is much that operates at the level of the subtle body. And black magic also operates at the level of the subtle body. So now it is not that anybody who claims that there is black magic, and actually black magic has happened. So there is a tendency within the human mind to try to externalize one's problems. That means I have a problem and I try to put the blame for that problem on something outside. And that way we try to evade responsibility for tackling the problem. And that is an unhealthy tendency. Ultimately, we have to do something to deal with the problem. So one time, now Prabhupada did talk about how ghosts are real and ghosts can possess people. So ghosts are basically beings who exist at the subtle level. They are souls who had bodies in the past, but they have lost the body, physical body, and they don't have any physical body. So their soul and subtle body just moving around. And they may enter into somebody's gross body. So at one time, one devotee wrote to Prabhupada and he said that, "Prabhupada, I am feeling all kinds of strange desires. I think a ghost has possessed me." So Prabhupada replied, "This is just the weakness of your mind. Just be determined, practice bhakti, and it will go away." And that's what happened. So it's not that any problem we face, we should look for some paranormal cause for that problem. That should not be. Just like I told earlier, that there can be weak-mindedness and people may try to look for some psychiatric cause for the problem. There can be a real psychiatric problem also. And similarly, there can be a real paranormal cause for the problem also. But we shouldn't just jump for that as the first explanation. And if some devotee is facing a lot of problems unexpectedly and is not able to cope with the problems, and one feels that after going to astrology, this really seems to be something paranormal. So at that time, it is best if one can intensify specific forms of bhakti which can deal with paranormal influences. So usually there are devotees I know who had this kind of problems. They told 3-4 general things. One is that they wear Narasimha Kavach. Then whenever they feel any danger, they try to chant the Narasimha Arti. And there's also a Narasimha Kavach Stotra which can be recited. And every night, and then regularly in the 7th canto of the Bhagavatam, when Narasimha Leela is described. And basically take more and more shelter of Narasimha Deva. And just by specific form, like specific things we do more. Chant Narasimha Stotra, chant Narasimha Kavach, recite the verses from the Narasimha Leela and the Bhagavatam. And especially if sometimes people get problems in dreams, when they sleep, then chant Narasimha Arti or Narasimha verses before sleeping. Just keep a 7th canto of Bhagavatam picture of Narasimha Deva close to the bed while sleeping. Then all these, Narasimha Deva is a protector. So by seeking his protection, we can get relief from most problems. If even after doing this, sometimes the problems are not solved. And if a devotee feels strongly driven, "No, I think this is a paranormal problem, some black magic has been done, I have to do some solution for this in the terms of countering the black magic," then we should not make that a faith issue. That it is not that you don't have faith in Krishna, that's why you are going there. See, they know all that philosophy, and if at that time they feel this is the solution, we don't have to come in between them and the solution. It is their life and their choice. And we should encourage them to practice bhakti at whatever level they can. Because sometimes certain circumstances may involve such problems
which they may feel are intolerant.
They feel, I just need some other solution. So then if that's what they want to do, we don't have to malign them or minimize them for seeking that solution. We can encourage them to practice bhakti and do whatever is required. So sometimes, see, when we go, if I have a sickness and I go to a doctor, I clearly know the difference between the material and the spiritual. I know the doctor can solve my physical, say my stomach upset or my bone fracture or whatever. But the doctor cannot help me to come out of cycle of birth and death. And so the doctor doesn't become an alternative object of worship. Doctor is just a practical problem solver. But when it comes in the subtle realm, if somebody goes to an exorcist or even somebody goes to an astrologer, at that time, whatever recommendations they give, they can become alternative forms of worship. And then it can become a challenge to our bhakti. But if a person is philosophically well grounded, and in certain emergency situations, one feels that I should do this and this will solve my problem, and then I can practice bhakti more with greater focus, with lesser problems, then we don't have to stand between them. We can just let them do whatever it takes and encourage them to continue practicing bhakti. Does it answer the question?